Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is episode 147. And I wanted to mention something at the top of the show here with regards to the last episode. I referred to a company as Lil Max.
Okay.
L'MAX. Lil Max. I recently discovered that it's not Lil Max. It's actually IMAX.
As in IMAX movies?
No, I mean not as in that, but it's
I. No, I'm saying the pronunciation.
Yeah, yes, right. Yes, I think. But it's I apostrophe M-A-X, so IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, anyway, just wanted to correct that. You know, basically the L looked like an I.
Right.
That's why I thought that.
Right.
And one other, okay, and then that's it. That's pretty much all I have to mention. Oh, how about you?
Right. I think there was a time when I mispronounced something too, so I'll just correct myself now. It's Nintendo, not Nintendo.
Not Koji Kondo. Not Koji Kendo.
Yeah, that's the only announcement I have to make.
Okay. Well, you know, I should mention this also. We did mention, I think, on the last episode, or was it the last episode? One of the most recent episodes, that we're going to do a live recording for our 150th
anniversary.
And it's a little up in the air right now. We had some scheduling conflicts with, we're just having some scheduling conflicts, so we need to sort of, it's up in the air, but we're hoping to do a live recording of the 150th episode.
Yes.
So we'll keep you posted about that, about where and when we'll be doing that.
Right.
Okay. Today's topic is golf games.
Yes.
Golf games in the past have proven to be some of the best video game music. If you like kind of jazzier, elevator-y kind of music.
Right.
Or if you like music in general, I think. And so we decided to just do a whole episode on golf games and see what we can dig up.
Is this golf 2 or golf 3?
This is golf 1.
Golf 1. Oh, we haven't done a golf game? A golf episode yet?
You thought we did golf before?
I thought we did golf already.
No, we've heard from a lot of
golf. Perhaps because
games.
We've done so many golf tracks.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm thinking sports episodes.
Yeah, we've done three sports. We've done three sports episodes. But,
okay.
But this is our first just solely golf.
Wow, losing track.
Focus.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to this. See what I did there?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right.
I get it. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Something I discovered when looking into these golf games is a company that made a lot of golf games is T&E Soft. You know, we'll be hearing a lot from this company. T&E Soft made Pebble Beach Golf Links, and they made a lot of other golf games. And for a while, we've been crediting Pebble Beach Golf Links with, where we've been crediting Shigekazu Kamaki as the composer of those of Pebble Beach golf links. I said Pebble Beef. So I recently discovered, through the help of a couple people on the internet, namely Nick, who helps me with composer stuff sometimes, that it wasn't Shigekazu Kamaki, or it wasn't only Shigekazu Kamaki, but it was also Yumi Kinoshita and Yusaburo Shimojo. And so all three of those composers did a lot of those T&E Soft games. So
okay.
Pebble Beach Golf Links, I always thought was just Shigekazu Kamaki, but that's wrong. It's all three of those composers.
Okay.
So I just wanted to note that. All right. So let's move into the first track of the episode. So we're going to hear from a T&E Soft game. This one is called, and we've heard from this game before, it's called New 3D Golf Simulation Devil's Course. This is for the Sega Mega Drive. It was not released in North America. Composers on this are Yumi Kinoshita, Shigekazu Kamaki, Shunsuke Minamiya, and two more, Yusaburo Shimo... Yeah, Shimojo and Akira Tamada. So you got five composers on this. We're going to hear music number three. Here it is. New 3D golf simulation, Devil's Course. This is Devil's Course for the Sega Mega Drive. Music by Yumi Kinoshita, Shigekazu Komaki, Yusaburo Shimojo, and Shunosuke Minomiya and Akira Tamada. This is music number three. This is a very smooth track.
Beautiful.
I love the conga drum action going on, you know? I love it when the drums start to get... There's almost these sort of... Almost like these rolls, the conga drum rolls that happen. I love it when it goes... You know, with the conga drums.
Sure.
Those drums. Conga drums.
Conga drums, very good, yes.
Yeah, this is it's got a nice feel to it, you know? It's just it's relaxing, you know? You know what I mean?
Yes. Tropical getaway.
It's got that tropical getaway sound.
I would love to have a beverage out of a coconut shell right now.
It kind of like goes beyond the chill zone and into the sort of tropical zone, you know? Tropical chill zone, you know? It's like a humid chill zone. Like a humid zone, I guess.
I am going to start with a 1987 track. We're on episode 147.
Yes.
And I'm going back to 1987.
Okay.
Coincidence?
No.
Could be. Great Golf is a game for the Sega Master System.
Yes.
Title screen music. Hit it. Great Golf. Sega Master System, title screen.
This totally sounds like Sega Master System music.
This is, it has that vintage style, that vintage sound.
There's something about it that has, I don't know what it is, but there's something, it just really sounds like Sega Master System music, you know? Now, this, I'm not sure about this, but this could be, there might have been a difference between this Great Golf, which we're hearing actually the Japanese one, and mm-hmm. there might be a difference between that and the one that was released. This is actually, the Japanese version was released in 86.
Okay.
But the, for the Mark III or whatever, I think it's the Mark III, right? And it came out in North America in 87, so it might have been different, but we're definitely hearing the Japanese one. Anyway, very, very, very Sega Master System-y, it sounds.
SMS.
You know, it just sounds like all those kind of games. Wonder Boy, you know. You know, Alex Kidd, kind of, you know.
Right.
Next up, we're going to hear from a Neo Geo game.
All right.
Top Players Golf. The composer on this is Kikuko Hataya. And we're going to hear Shiny Afternoon, which is main four. I guess main BGM four is what that means. So Shiny Afternoon from Top Players Golf, Kikuko Hataya for the Neo Geo. Music from Top Players Golf. Music from composer Kikuko Hataya. And that was called Shiny Afternoon, Main 4.
Yes.
You know, some nice jazzy stuff here, you know?
Hmm.
Here we go, right here. Track.
Okay, well, let me step it up a little bit here. I was gonna go NES, but you know what, let me go Arnold Palmer Tournament Golf.
Yeah, man,
Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Arnold Palmer, you know, as I recall, this was in my top 10 from the last time we did a right. top 10, you know, with one of the tracks, Score, actually.
Trying to decide between BGM 3 and Ending. I think I'm going to go with Ending. Mm-hmm. Ending. Let's hit it. Tournament Golf, and that is not the ending. We switched it up at the very last minute. Switched it up and said, Rob F. switched it up and said it's got to be BGM 3 because this track is just is way more of a, it's more appropriate.
Uh-huh.
Especially following the Neo Geo track you just played.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love that part. Do you know anything about Arnold Palmer?
Yeah, didn't he invent that drink that's it's like Sprite and Pepsi or something mixed together?
You know, he's still alive. Born in 1929.
Uh-huh.
You know what his nickname is?
Arnie.
That's one.
The Governator?
The King.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of cool, huh?
What is an Arnold Palmer?
I think it's just a mixture of some juice. Some kind of juice.
What's a Shirley Temple? Grenadine?
And some kind of juice? Some kind
it's
of juice?
Juice? It's not juice. Arnold Palmer, what is it? I forgot what it is. It's Coca-Cola mixed with Sprite?
Something like that.
It's like Cactus Cooler mixed with Grenadine?
I don't know.
It's like Arizona iced tea mixed with Snapple.
We should have tried to get him. We should have tried to get Arnold Palmer on the show. Is this really golf?
Where does he live?
Orlando.
You know, it would be kind of funny if we did get a professional golfer on the show to listen to this music, you know? I wonder if they'd be offended, you know, because the music is always kind of jazzy and it's, you know, I wonder if some golfers think, why are they associating us with all this kind of soft jazz kind of stuff, you know?
Right. I think it's cool.
No, I think it's cool too, but I think that maybe there's probably golfers out there who are more into rock music probably think, this isn't the kind of vibe I'm putting out when I play golf, you know?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think, especially with Arnold Palmer, he was one of the guys that changed the golf because he was actually kind of buff, and I think he smoked cigars.
Oh, really?
He was a real man.
Oh, he was tough.
Yes.
Oh.
Just a real man's man, but you know, 50s style man's man.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, maybe Arnold Palmer is a. It's like a Red Bull mixed with water.
Red Bull and water.
Red Bull with milk. Isn't that like a Red Bull with almond milk?
That sounds awful.
Next up, we're going to hear from another TNE Soft game. This one is from New 3D Golf Simulation, Harukanaru Augusta. This is for the Sega Mega Drive. And the composers on this are Yumi Kinoshita, Hiroshi Morita, Shigekazu Kamaki, and Yusaburo Shimojo. And we're going to hear BGM 2. And this one's going to change it up a little bit because this one's a little bit more kind of funky a little bit than the tracks we've been hearing. Or it's a little bit more kind of a little bit on the R&B tip a little bit, you know. So
okay,
here we go. Here's music from Haru Kanaru, Augusta. This is new 3D golf simulation, Haru Kanaru, Augusta. Music by Yumi Kinoshita, Hiroshi Morita, Shigekazu Kamaki, and Yusaburo Shimojo. This is BGM 2. And it's kind of jazzy, but it's also kind of cool and sort of kind of sexy and kind of R&B a little bit, you know, kind of 80s R&B style, you know.
Totally get that.
Maybe this is New Jack Swing, you know. Ooh, did you hear that?
New Jack Golf Swing.
Yeah. Actually, it's not New Jack Swing, but you know, I kind of just wanted to say New Jack Swing.
Right.
This beginning right here. This is good right here. So good right there.
I'm digging that bass.
Yeah, it's good. It's just very 80s kind of whatever that kind of music is, R&B soul or whatever, you know?
I have a track from 1987, okay? Because you wouldn't let me have my 1987 moment, Brent.
Well, I mean...
Hey, I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
I have a 1987 track for you now.
Mm-hmm.
From the game Golf Club Birdie Rush, which I believe was a Famicom release.
Mm.
Data East.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Club Birdie Rush, Data East. Simple melody, vintage sound. I love it.
Good.
Turn that up again. Thank you.
actually almost sounds kind of like this could be, you know, adventure music or something. You know what I mean? A little bit, you know?
Okay.
You know what I mean? A Zelda type of situation.
Oh,
a little
right,
bit,
right.
Doesn't it? Something like that? No?
I can totally picture it and hear it.
All right, I'm going to move on to another TNEsoft game.
Wow, look at you.
Well, TNEsoft, they're just the kings.
No.
Golf kings.
Arnold Palmer is the king.
He is, you're right. Yeah, that's right. Once again, you're right. You're right. Once again, you're right. So this game is called Waile no Kiseki. Yeah, I guess, right? Waile no Kiseki. This is a Sega Mega Drive game again. And this is from, okay, there's like, how many? Six composers on this one. Yumi Kinoshita, Shunsuke Minomiya, Shigekazu Kamaki, Hiroshi Morita, Yusaburo Shimojo, and Akira Tamada. And we're going to hear Menu. This is Menu from Waile no Kiseki. Menu music from Waile no Kiseki for the Sega Mega Drive. And again, the composers are Yumi Kinoshita, Shunsuke Minomiya, Shigekazu Kamaki, Hiroshi Morita, Yusaburo Shimojo, and Akira Tamada. And this is it's kind of got that sort of bossa nova, sort of samba situation going. And yes. I like this begin. Well, I like a lot of different parts of this, but this beginning part's got an interesting progression to it. Now, the chord changes are interesting on that. This part just gets real elevatory, especially the end. The end part is super elevatory. That's something I really like about it. Coming up right here. I love that. That dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
And then the drums. You know, that's so elevator to me. That's just some classic elevator action.
Elevator action.
Yes.
Yeah.
Classic. Dun 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 dun. Bra-ba-ba-bum. You got to hear that one more time.
Okay.
That part's so cool. It's so elevator, you know? And that's a pure elevator action right there.
I believe now it is time for a little Gambare Golf Boys.
Oh, they're back in action.
Hey, the boys are back.
Can't stand the boys are back. The boys are back in town.
I believe this track is called Take It Easy.
Yes.
So why don't we just take it easy?
On this shiny afternoon.
I like that.
Thank you.
Gambare Golf Boys. Take it easy. Hey, take it easy. So, PC Engine in your life.
You know how you pronounce it, Gambare Golf Boys, right?
Right.
Well, you know, it's actually, the way the title is written out is there's an exclamation point after Gambare.
Oh, so
and Gambare. So it's more like Gambare Golf Boys. But I prefer the way you were saying it, though.
Right. I like it. I don't know why. I just like saying
Gambare Golf Boys.
This was not as jazzy.
No, it's not. No,
but it's doing its own thing.
A little more poppy.
It's doing its own boys thing.
Do you think that the Gambare Golf Boys, you know, you think, you know what their nicknames are?
What?
The Princes.
The Prince? Oh.
The Princes. Hey. The Princes.
Not the Princess, but the Princes.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
This part sounds kind of like some kind of 80s Thompson Twins situation. All right, I'm gonna stay with the PC Engine, okay?
Please do, please.
I got a PC Engine track lined up. I have Winning Shot. You know about Winning Shot,
right?
I do. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't pick something from Winning Shot this
episode. I've got other stuff lined up.
So Winning Shot, we've heard from this on the podcast before.
Right.
You've played some tracks. I have an unknown composer for this one, but this was another Data East game here. Okay. So Data East, we heard from them in 87. Now we're going to hear from them in whenever this came out. I don't know the date. But this is the Menu Music. So this is Menu Music from Winning Shot for the PC Engine. Winning Shot, Menu Music, and this track is so good. I love this track.
Ew.
It's so good. It just sounds, it's just good. It's just this also kind of has a little bit of a, I don't know, sort of, I don't know. It's good. I like this here. Check this out. That it goes from the left to the right. It just goes.
Yeah,
it's like it does the stereo, kind of moves across the channels there.
Yeah, across the golf course.
Yeah, exactly. So this game, I think it's from 1989. Okay, so we heard that golf game from 87.
Right.
You know, this is a Data East 89. In just 2 years, they're sounding like this.
It's the future.
This is a good track right here.
Moving along, I'm going to go Howls. Hal's Hole in One Golf.
Yeah.
For SNES.
I know about it.
Take a rest.
Oh, take it easy, take a rest.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm all about relaxing today.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take a rest. Take a rest.
And we've previously credited Hirokazu Ando to this soundtrack.
Okay.
And that's who we'll say it is now, but I think I read something recently that was saying that that it might not be, it's that it might not be him.
Right.
Hirokazu Ando. Hirokazu Ando is known for doing a lot of music to the Kirby games.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I almost picked something from Kirby's Dream Course, which has some really good music, but I ended up not picking that for this episode.
Okay. Hey, that's fair.
But he did the music to Kirby's Dream Course also. I'm going to move on to another Super Nintendo game myself. In fact, I think this is, I think that was your first Super Nintendo game for the episode, mm-hmm. right? This is my first Super Nintendo game for the episode.
Hey, okay. Right? Good for both of us.
Yes. I think so, yeah. This is a True Golf Classic. This is another TNE soft game. True Golf Classics Pebble Beach Golf Links. Okay. I don't think we haven't heard from the Super Nintendo version of this game. We've heard from the Genesis version before, but not the Super Nintendo one. So this is solely composed by Yumi Kinoshita, and we're going to hear Main Menu from True Golf Classics Pebble Beach Golf Links for the Super Nintendo. Kinoshita from Pebble Beach Golf Links for the Super Nintendo. This is Main Menu. It's pretty cool, huh?
Da, 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 da.
Yeah. It's just kind of funky and got that slap bass situation. I like this part a lot right here. I love that part right there. You know, there's another version of this. I almost picked... there's a Super Nintendo version. There's a Super Nintendo version of Wiley. It's Wiley Country Club. It's the Super Nintendo version of the game that we heard from earlier. Wiley no Kiseki, and they have the main menu from that is the same as this track, but it's a different version though.
Okay.
And it's a little more like sort of funky, but it doesn't have this sort of kind of jazzy part that this has. I don't know if it's jazzy, but this sort of has like a Bill Withersy kind of part to it. This part right here. Earth, Wind, and Fire kind of situation. This one right here. That part right there, you know?
Yeah.
But I love this end too. The end is really good. I love the cascading up and down, you know, that's just cool, you know. And also the beginning of this, you hear the beginning? Get the bass dun dun dun.
You are you're on fire this episode. If there was a NBA Jam for golf and if there was an NBA Jam for golf VGM tunes,
yeah.
The announcer right now would say about you. Oh. He's on fire.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Modest you are as well.
Well, I mean, yeah. I love the kind of trills that the melody does. Actually kind of sounds like it sort of reminds me of the Simple Minds song, you know, Simple Minds, but kind of their later stuff when people would think that they sold out or whatever. There's this one song, All the Things She Said or Whatever She Said or something like that, whatever that song is. It kind of sounds like that a little bit. I don't know, it's a little bit of a stretch, that observation, but it sort of sounds like that. Anyway, it's a good track. It's funky. I love those trills.
I will be moving on to the Mega Drive.
Also, real quick, thanks to Nick actually for ripping this. Nick actually ripped that from got this soundtrack.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Battle Golf for Yui is what I am going with next.
Mm-hmm.
Finale. What it is. That was Battle Golfer Yui Finale.
And the composers on that, who I don't think you mentioned, are Nakachan Sansai. But I think San, that's how you say three, right?
Ichi, ni, san.
Yes. So Nakachan Sansai, Kenta Kun Yada, Maru-chan Waomota, and Kyo Poriran. So, there you go.
This kind of reminds me, maybe it could be, reminds me of New Order.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Especially when it gets going. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a New Order situation.
Yeah.
Very pop. I've had a few poppy tracks.
Yeah, poppy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're on the jazzy tip.
Yeah. I'm on the jazzy sort of R&B tip or something. Sort of 80s R&B tip.
Right.
You're kind of on the pop to 80s pop tip.
Mm-hmm.
Pop tip. Sounds funny. Pop tip.
Pop tip, yeah. Do you know what Yui's golf nickname was?
Yui?
Yeah. You know, this is Battle Golfer Yui. This is Arnold Palmer golf. This is Battle Golfer Yui.
Yeah, what's Yui's?
He was the wizard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Is that a reference to something?
Huh? I don't know what Battle Golfer Yui means. I just imagine it's just about a golfer that battles and his name is Yui.
Uh-huh. I thought you were going to say he was the Duke.
The Duke?
Or something.
That might have saved it.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't even know.
This is New Order right here.
Oh, you think? Another TurboGrafx-16 game. This one did actually come out in North America. It's called Power Golf. TurboGrafx-16. Power Golf. Not to be confused with Golf Power. That's a game from the Nintendo.
Oh, I thought that was the Nintendo Power Sister Magazine.
Nintendo Power Golf?
No, Golf Power, like Nintendo Power Magazine. That's Power Magazine.
Oh, yeah. Golf Power. But this is Power Golf.
Or wasn't it one of the sports hate groups, Golf Power?
Right. That's funny. But no, this is Power Golf, not to be confused with the hate group Golf Power. They hate all. They're racist against every other sport.
Or
they're hateful against the other sportists. Yeah, they hate every other sport.
Right.
Especially basketball.
Right.
But this is Power Golf. This is Power Golf, and this is Power Golf. Now, this is, and I've said Power Golf so many times at this point. I probably said it 10 times at this point.
You want to make sure that you get it right, and you don't want
Power Golf. I'll make sure I'll say it 10 times. Power Golf, 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 Power Golf. Wow. All right, next up, we're going to hear from Power Golf.
Okay.
This is an unknown composer, but this game is from Hudson Soft. And we're going to hear the title screen music. Here we go. TurboGrafx-16. Thank you. This is Power Golf, title screen for the TurboGrafx-16. And this is just, this has like a real kind of 70s sound to it, I feel like, you know? Almost kind of like Love Boat.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that, you know? It's got a 70s sound. This is good. I really like this track a lot. Pumped. It's pumped up. That's just that part right there really is a good amp up right there, you know? Just really gets me into it, you know? This is danceable. This is almost danceable, you know? This is almost danceable. I turned it off. What, you want to keep it going?
Just a little bit more.
You
want
to keep the party going?
It's the second
one. The truth is, I wanted to actually do the beginning again.
I thought so.
Accidentally.
I know. Okay, it's okay.
So the beginning goes like this. Like. That's it.
Okay.
Party never ends on Love Boat.
Chi Chi's Pro Challenge. What do you know about this?
Yeah, no, I've listened to all these games. I listened to every golf game I could find, and yeah, I had a backup track from this.
Oh,
from
yeah?
This game, yeah.
Did you have my backup track?
Yeah, I did actually. Oh, I did. See, so that's I support that choice. Yeah,
that is the.
I support that choice.
You support that Chi Chi choice.
Yeah, I support that Chi Chi choice. Chi Chi boys.
Yeah. I will be playing.
Support that Chi Chi boys.
Did you get a name for this track, by the way?
No, I did not. No.
I don't have a.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up later, but yeah.
I don't have a.
You don't
a
have
name
anything.
For the track.
You don't have anything.
M. Miyamoto is the composer. I have that, and you know what? I do have you.
Yeah, that's right.
Chi Chi's Pro Challenge, a.k.a. Top Pro Golf. Top Pro Golf 2. So this is a Sega Genesis track. Let's hit it. Chi-Chi's Pro... Wait a minute.
Challenge.
Pro Challenge. And that is a beautiful track from Chi-Chi's Pro Challenge, a.k.a. Top Pro Golf. I was trying to say Chi-Chi's Pro Golf.
Yeah.
I got confused with the titles there.
Kind of has a 70s sound to it also, you know?
This is my favorite track of the entire game.
Yeah. What? Of the game?
Yeah.
I mean, the game or the episode?
Chi Chi. Chi-Chi's.
Of this game. Oh, yeah. Me too, actually. Me too. It's my top choice. Mm. It's my top pro choice, or whatever it's called.
Right.
It's my top challenge choice. It's got that 70s sound, though, too, huh?
It does.
There.
Puerto Rican golfer. Chi-Chi was his nickname. There was King, and then there was Chi-Chi.
Uh-huh. So there's the King, and then the Puerto Rican. So that almost brings us to the end of our golf focus. For a full track listing, you can check out legacymusichour.com. You can also see pictures of us there if you like to see pictures of us.
Yes.
You know, look at pictures, photos.
Hey.
And you can comment there as well. And you can also contact us with questions or comments at legacymusichour@gmail.com. You can also call us.
281-SONIC-91. Operators are standing by.
And by operator, we mean an outgoing voice message.
Right.
But you can leave a message. You can also text. And yeah. And also, if you want, if you like the show, and you or you like the music, or whatever it is, you know, please feel free to rate us on iTunes. Give us a good rating. Because, you know, I've said this before, but, you know, the more ratings it gets, the more people will find it on iTunes and discover this great music.
Right.
This great elevator action music. So next week, we're going to do experimental music number 2.
Okay.
So this we haven't done experimental music since episode 3. So... And by experimental, we mean sort of weird music, basically. Kind of weird for different reasons. We'll get more into detail about what we mean by experimental music on that episode. But that's what we'll be doing next week. And so stay tuned for that. We will close with a game for the Sega Mega Drive. Actually, more specifically, something from SegaNet. Do you know what SegaNet is?
No.
It's some sort of online situation for the Genesis, or for the Mega Drive. So this game was an online game. I guess the Mega Drive was able to go online somehow, and you could play games. There was some sort of online network. SegaNet. So this is for that. And this game is called Putter Golf. The composer on this is E. Fugu, and we're going to hear the title screen / BGM 2. So this is music from Putter Golf for the Mega Drive SegaNet. Music by E. Fugu. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.